This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase.
All right. Okay. So, Joseph, what's going on this week? How are you? How's your week, man?
This week has been the end of school for both One Movie Spouse and One Movie Spawn. And it's been kind of it's been busy. A lot of back and forth, a lot of chauffeuring people to places and taking home stuff and all of that. But it's also been hot. Heat wave is not as bad in Ventura County as it is in LA, but or the Inland Empire, where I have a few friends. But it's that's been the worst part of it. But with light canceling curtains and a fan, we're getting by.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was 114 here yesterday, and
it
was nasty.
It was nasty, and I'm dealing with some trauma today. So I went out this morning to check on my chickens, and I have had 10 chickens, and they all died. I'm thinking it's the heat, because it was really hot, and they have a fan and, you know, water and stuff. But then next door, they were putting a fence up, so the dogs were out barking at them, and they're making all kinds of noise. So I think the chickens kind of were scared and pacing and overheated, and I lost all my chickens, and I was crying about it all morning, but I'm okay now. But it sucks. It really sucks. And shout out to my girl Melissa for coming over and helping me this morning, because it was traumatic. Yeah, this heat sucks. Let me just say that. So, Brandy, how was your week?
Yep. My week was... It was a week. That's it.
It was a week. That's how it was. All right. I'll take that. So, guys, we are here finally to talk about Tom Girardi. We had an episode. I was supposed to get the number. We covered the Real Housewives of Fraud. That's what the episode is called. Last October or November, I believe. That's when we covered it.
It was around
It was around there, because that's when Erica Jane had applied for divorce. That is his current wife. So we're going to talk about this whole drama, because there's more stuff that's come to light. There's a recent documentary on Hulu called The Hustler and the Housewife, and all the tea is spilled. And I did some more research, and I found a bunch of information. So we're going to get into this, because this is straight fraud, and I knew it. So,
I knew it.
We have a guest, like we told you guys last week. So we brought Joseph back. So, I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And we have with us today...
Joseph Dobzinski Jr., formerly of the One Movie Punch podcast, maybe once again.
Oh, yeah. But today we are Book of Lies. Yes, we did it. Okay. So.
It's Bolt, bitches.
It's Bolt, bitches. Yes, Brandy. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right, guys. So, like I said, we're going to talk about Tom Girardi. Tom Girardi was born Thomas Girardi, June 3rd, 1939. And he was born in Denver, Colorado. Maybe he was just born there and his parents brought him to California, because everything I see says he's a California native. So maybe he moved here at a young age, or his parents were on the road and had him in Denver and brought him home to LA. I don't know. But he went to Loyola High School in L.A., graduated in 1957, and then he went to Loyola Marymount University in 1961, and then graduated from law school, Loyola Law School, in 1964. So he's really addicted to Loyola.
Loyola.
Yeah, I can't say it too many times.
Loyola.
Thank you. At the age of 25, he married his first wife, Karen Wetzel. It looks like Wetzel's pretzels. Wetzel. They had two children together, both boys, Matthew and Vincent. And then him and his first wife, Karen, split in 1983. I think Tom just has a history of marrying women. Well, he's been married three times. So after he divorced his first wife, he marries Kathy Risner. She's 13 years younger than his previous wife. And they didn't last very long because they divorced late in the 1990s. And then in January 2000, he marries his third wife, singer-actress Erica Jane. And Erica Jane is a current housewife on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So
don't forget, they met while she was working as a waitress at a restaurant.
Yeah, apparently that was his favorite restaurant. He'd been frequenting there for a year. And apparently she slid him the digits and was like, hey, holla at me. You've got my number. And I guess that's how it happened. Right? I guess that's how it happened. Well, so Tom's a lawyer, right? In 1970, he became the first attorney in the state of California to win $1 million-plus settlement for medical malpractice. So he is the type of lawyer that sues companies for, like, you know, negligence, malpractice, you know, accidents and shit like that. I don't know what kind of lawyer that is.
It's a personal injury lawyer. Yes.
Well, going back through his history, he has over 100 cases against him. People have sued him over 100 times for not paying them their money. Joseph, did you watch the Hustler and the Housewife? Did you get to watch that?
I was able to watch the film before we got to recording, but I was reading up on it and was shocked at how many people have actually sued him. And not only that, but it's like 200 people have also filed a complaint against him at the bar, and not a single one of them held.
That's dumb. That's so dumb.
Well, I mean, they tell you why, because he's basically, he holds all the chips when it comes to appointing judges and getting people elected and, you know, making donations and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, he was on an episode of Watch What Happens Live with Andy, and he was saying that, you know, that Tom Girardi has donated to, you know, his cause or, you know, his campaign. And now he's the governor of California.
Yeah, he's very generous.
Yeah, he's very generous. And so I guess you can be very generous with other people's money because this money was not his. So in the documentary, they pretty much tell us that he's been full of shit for years, even before Erica, because some of these cases that I've looked up and we're going to talk about, they were before her, during her, and, you know, I guess now. I don't understand it because these settlements are so huge, and I guess the way it's supposed to work with a lawsuit is if when you win, the money goes into a trust. And I guess it's just common knowledge that lawyers are not supposed to tap into this trust, that this money is for their clients. And is it all supposed to be dispersed to them, or he's supposed to act as because he's like, oh, I'll give you your money. Should he even be involved, or should they have just gotten their money and been done with this person?
Yes, they. After that money goes into the trust, their lawyer-client relationship pretty much is done. Like, the case is settled. The money is now the clients. He should not have had access to any of it.
He shouldn't have access to any of it. So in this documentary, if you guys want to watch it, it's on Hulu. We see Danielle Staub. Stubb? How do you say her name?
Staub.
Staub from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 1, 2, and maybe a small stint in there somewhere else. But she's been caught up in so many fraud cases before, and she's not even on the series anymore. All the housewives that they brought on, they were women who were previously on seasons, one from Dana, whatever her name is, from The Housewives of Beverly Hills with the $10,000 sunglasses, her.
$25,000. Did you know? $25,000.
Just like, bitch, go sit down. Sit down. Get out of here. But what they said is, okay, I'm sorry. Let me not get caught up in The Housewives, because we love The Housewives here. So does Joseph. He might not admit it, but he loves them.
I love to hate them.
All right. They are so easily hateable. You're just like, you guys are so just gross. What is it, ostentatious?
They're obnoxious. Yes.
All of that. Okay, so there is a... Okay, so on February 2016, there was a lawsuit filed in the California Central District Court by a plaintiff by the name of Paul Kranich against Girardi. For conspiracy, criminal fund, theft, and breach of trust. And the suit claims that Thomas Vincent Girardi, because that's his middle name, Girardi, and his law firm, Girardi Keith, had aided and abetted a scheme to defraud their clients by charging excessive fees, costs, and fraudulently converting their settlement proceeds and, like, putting them into a trust or something. Because what they said that Girardi was doing, like with one of these other cases that they covered on the documentary, is that he was like, hey, let me hold your money in a separate account where it could earn interest. So I think he was running a huge Ponzi scheme. So let me just say that right now, because that's the thing. He was like, let me hold the money in this account for you. It'll gain interest and we'll make sure that the money's taken care of. And I think he spun this story to a lot of his clients and had them sign over money to him or give him access to said money. And that's how he kept the money from them and spent it however he wanted to spend the money. Right?
Yeah. And he was saying that because, what was his name?
Justice something. Hang on. Justice Spinelli or something like that.
Right. He was saying, Justice Spinelli said, because, you know, a lot of people, I see a lot of young people when they get settlements or when they win a lot of money, they blow it. And so I want to protect you from that. And so I'm going to, you know, put your money into, basically an interest-bearing account. You're going to earn 6% interest.
Annually. 6% interest. Yes. That made me feel sick, too, because I was like, he's telling them you're going to get 6% interest, which is fake as fuck anyway, because they said that you shouldn't even earn that much in certain accounts. Like, if 3 or 4% is standard, right? Like, interest-bearing accounts.
Right. Sometimes less than that. Like, 1.5%.
And that's a lot, you know, based on, like, savings account, when you get, like, a tenth of a percent, you know, it's nothing. This one guy, this Paul Kranich guy, he was a Lockheed Martin worker, and he won a bunch of cases against, you know, big companies. But Lockheed Martin in particular, there was a case that was settled in 1998, but from 1960 to 1980s, a bunch of employees said they suffered skin irritations and cancer caused by solvents, primers, and exponies used to build aircrafts. And so later on, they were like, fuck you, Lockheed. they sued them, and they tried to get a settlement for, I think it was $760 million. that they should have been paid. And it was between 38 plaintiffs at that time for this particular case. And what he was able to get for them was $380 million. And this guy is saying that I need my money. And he's not giving them their money. Or if he gives them...
And these are people that are sick. And people who have injuries and need medical treatment. And, you know, so they need their money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They said that on this particular case, and I got this information from JOC.com, he questioned, like, how Girardi and his firm were handling the settlement money. He says they were, you know, using the money for improper purposes, including six-figure payments to other clients. They represented in totally separate cases. And then there was also payments for Girardi's personal business debts. So they said that of this money, the Lockheed Martin money, he paid $250,000 to an aviation company that he owned, that Girardi owned. So like how Erica was like, yeah, we have private jets. So he took $250,000 to pay that company. $100,000 for his divorce attorney. He paid $350,000 to Western Bank for fees. $1 million to Global Climate Payments. Like, he has a bunch of, he's just spending money that has nothing to do with the case, and that's how he's spending the people's money. So this is what it says. He litigated major cases, or litigated several major cases against Lockheed Martin, Los Angeles County Metro Transportation Authority. He had a case against Dole Foods and Shell. I have that. So, and it obviously PG&E. He's Mr. Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich, right.
So I think the Aaron Brockovich thing kind of, it did. It made him famous and it made him more legitimate in people's eyes. But I'm really sad about this, that he's just fucking with people's money. And they said that he's a good guy, right? He's like, he's not an ambulance chaser. But they were saying, in essence, Tom has been masquerading as a champion of the poor and oppressed, when in actuality, he's been using the poor and oppressed as pawns to get multi-million dollar settlements that he exploits at his own purposes. So they said Tom is a really big ambulance chaser. So he finds these people who've been fucked over by these huge companies, and they all settle. So they never actually even finish or go to court, or they just decide to pay the money. And he's like, okay, I'll go ahead and take the money, and I'll give it to you if I decide I want to give it to you.
This guy sounds if Saul Goodman had absolutely no conscience in Better Call Saul. You know, it's almost like the same the one big storyline in the beginning of that show where he's trying to help a retirement home that all the residents are getting screwed over by, and they get this huge settlement, or they start the negotiations to sue him and to go into a settlement. And it's absolutely right. I mean, the settlement's supposed to go into a trust because theoretically the lawyers all get a percentage off of whatever the award is as their payment. That's how it's supposed to be.
Right.
But instead, he would become, get power of attorney over the individuals he was seeing, and then just started, like a lot of folks, just spending money free form. It also sounds like, have you guys seen The Polka King on Netflix?
yes. Jan Levon and his promissory notes.
That's right. Like this guy sounds like Jan Levon too. He's just like, you know, oh, you know, I can get you 6%, 10%, 15% returns. Oh, sure, you can have my money if that's what's going to happen. And it was all gone. Just a regular old Ponzi scheme.
Dude, it totally right. I was thinking that too. I was thinking, this guy sounds like Jan a little bit with the percent interest. I just don't understand how people think it's okay. And I think he was like, well, if I keep bringing in money, I'll just pay people when I want to pay them. So that's what, like, some people were getting paid. For instance, the was it San Bruno? Is that where that that pipe explosion was up in the Bay Area, where that huge fire was? And they also talk about it in the documentary. Was that San Bruno, Brandy? San Ramon?
Yeah, it was the San Bruno fire.
The San Bruno fire in the Bay Area, there was like a gas leak.
Joe.
And a pipe exploded and it blew up a neighborhood and killed all kinds of people. And I feel like there was only one survivor. And
They approached him, though. He was the only one. Because his sister died in that fire.
It was his girlfriend.
Was it his girlfriend? Because she was calling her her daughter, so I thought it was his sister.
Oh. Well, I know his girlfriend died with him. Well, died, and because they were watching TV.
The one that was in the neighbor's shed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I thought it was his sister. But, when they were like, okay, yeah, we need to sue, and her friend, a legal assistant?
Yeah.
She
reached out to Tom.
Did she? Because I feel like, I thought they said that he approached them, but maybe not. Okay.
No, she said she reached out to him.
Work with him.
Yeah. Right. So this kid survives this atrocious fire, suffers like, I think like 90% of his body was burned. He had internal damage from breathing in the smoke and, you know, getting out of the fire. And he has to still have all these surgeries. And it was a traumatic situation. I remember when it happened. But he was supposed to be awarded millions of dollars, like $13 million. And Tom is like, hey, kid, let me go ahead and handle your money for you. I'll put it in a fund. Like we said, you'll earn 6% interest. And I'll just mail you your checks when they're due. And so
monthly. I'll send you monthly checks. That's monthly what he said. Checks.
Yeah. So I guess he got the first two checks. And then after that, he had to chase Tom around for his money. And eventually the checks stopped coming and the guy bought a house and he was like, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to make my mortgage. Tom's playing with my money. He would call and leave messages and say, hey, you know, don't be mad at me. Justice Spinelli won't let me give you money.
Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? What? That whole,
yeah, I'm mad at you, motherfucker.
Yeah, that whole don't be mad at me shit. It's like, okay, don't be mad at me. You are the reason that I'm not getting my money. You have my money. What do you mean don't be mad at you? And they were that's the thing. Everybody was like, you know, he seemed like he was a really good guy. And he seemed like he was behind us. And he told us that we were his favorite clients. It's like, that's such garbage. Like, a lawyer doesn't say you're my favorite client unless he's getting money from you.
You're my favorite client. Boy, oh boy. Cha-ching. Exactly, right? Yeah, I love spending your money. So in the documentary, they also make mention that, you know, Tom married Erica in 2000. And, you know, she always wanted to be a superstar and, you know, have this career. So he started investing in her career, producing music videos, paying for glam, playing for all kinds of things. And then her songs were just like, in your face, it's expensive to me. How many fucks do I give? None, not one, you know. And they show a bunch of clips from scenes from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills saying, hey, it sucks to be poor. You know, I'm happy I have money. And all these people who've Tom's money that he's taken and has not paid them, I'm sure they're like, F this girl. Like, she's spending our money, because I'm pretty sure that's where all the money went to her, right?
That's what they said, that, like, she was supposed to, he funded her pop star lifestyle or her pop star career, and she was losing money doing this, and so she was going to stop. And then she gets cast on The Real Housewives, and so, you know, that obviously drives up her curb appeal for people to, you know, be stands for Erica Jane. And she essentially, I guess, started making, I mean, she's getting paid by Bravo, And then she does still have her pop star career. She, you know, got cast as Roxy Hart on freaking Broadway. So she started earning money.
Yeah.
And now she's, you know, she's actually earning her own money. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, but still, your husband gave you all our money, essentially.
Your husband gave you all of our money because she has, like, a EJ Productions or EJ Incorporated or something like that. EJ Entertainment, Erica Jane Entertainment.
Yeah.
He invested a bunch of money into that. So I think that...
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When all of this was coming to light, because these lawsuits aren't new. If you Google this fool, there are lawsuits from years and years and years. And I've got another one, which is super interesting. But I think everything was coming to light. And Erica was like, let me get out of here now before they try and come for my checks also. And I think that's why she filed for divorce. I cannot imagine her not being aware of any of this. I'm sorry. I think she's guilty of spending daddy's money and not caring where it came from.
Yeah, it's that, you know, they were comparing it with Teresa, who, you know, she was also spending the money and not asking where it came from. So, you know, but at the same time, maybe, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. You can ask, but that doesn't mean that you're going to get the truth. I mean, hello, he's lying to people. So he could be lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could say, hey, so where did this $1 million come from that just showed up in our bank account? Oh, well, you know, you could say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I got it from the tooth fairy.
I'm just winning
That's
all
not
these
true,
cases.
But, you know, I'm just saying it.
We're billing. We're just making all kinds of money.
Right, yeah, billable hours. Well, we got a new client today. That's, you know, from our retainer or whatever. Oh. You know, it's crazy.
It is. Okay, here's another client. So there's this 50-acre carousel track in South Carson in L.A. along the Wilmington border. It was built on land formerly occupied by Shell Oil Co. Tank Farm that was dismantled in the late 1960s. Tons of waste of oil waste and tank pieces were secretly buried by the property developer, Barclay Hollander Corp., which was since dissolved into Dole Food. The oil left just beneath the ground on a parcel. There's 285 homes built there. These homes and these residents were exposed to cancer-causing benzene and other toxic chemicals for decades. A few years after the pollution was discovered during routine testing in 2008, Girardi was hired by damn near 1,500 current and former people who live there. There was 8 years of legal back and forth, and there was a $90 million settlement that was bestowed. I guess Shell was like, okay, here, we'll settle $90 million. For health and property damage in the neighborhood. And then they also got a $30 million settlement from Dole Food because they were the property developer, I guess, because they owned it. So these people sued Tom in 2016 because they were like, bitch, give me my money. He wasn't paying them. So he sued them And some of the residents, because there are like 1,500 people in this case, some of the residents have been paid, but a lot haven't. And they're just like, can you just give us our money? We want to be done with you. This sucks. So that's why I'm thinking it's a Ponzi scheme, because he's getting this money in and then he's slowly paying people back. And so when he's like, I'm sorry, I can't give you your money, it's because he's got a fucking laundry list, a huge list of people who I'm sure he owes lots of money to. There's people, there's women who got like medical malpractice suits from like hormones and, you know, mesh sleeves for their bladder and stuff, that he's taken their money and not given it to them. And I don't know what you could do about that. I mean, you could do your research, like you said, and they'll see all the suits against him, but it's late. It's so late. Like,
ugh. It is late. And what sucks is that, again, the bar did nothing. He was not investigated. They didn't bother to freaking, you know, listen to these people who had complaints against him. They did nothing for 30 years.
It's gross. It's gross. So, of course, we find out about this by we. I mean, the world finds out November 2020 that there's some fuckery going on because that Boeing 737 Lion Air flight that crash in Indonesia. Apparently, he was representing some of those clients, and he got a settlement, and they haven't been paid. And these are, you know, widows and orphans whose money he's been running around with.
Yep.
What a dick. Like, what a dick. I'm sorry. Like, he's 83 now.
It sucks.
He's 83 now, so he doesn't have that much time to go. But fuck you, sir. It's wrong. So Erica files for divorce November 2020. And then the Lion Air thing happens. So
that happened before.
Yeah, that happens. But that other lawyer, the Chicago attorney, they started suing Girardi Keys, and they brought that to light that he had their money and it hadn't been distributed. So in January 2021... his law firm, Girardi Keys, files for bankruptcy, Chapter 7 involuntary bankruptcy, which was actually filed in 2020. And January 2021, there's a hearing. Then March 2021, the State Bar of California, finally revokes Girardi's license to practice law. But before that, I'm sorry, in February 2021, Tom Girardi was placed on a conservatorship due to poor memory loss. And March of 2021, he's diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. So my question is, do you guys think that he is really losing his marbles, or this is a play? Like you said, Brandy, like a Harvey Weinstein play.
It's Weinstein. There is a pattern for old white folks who were darlings in the media or for some reason, and then as they get older, we've been finding out with Time's Up and Me Too and all of those movements that most of them are just the same kind of garbage that that we call the other side. It's just they hide it better. And
yeah,
it feels like if his stuff is tied up in a conservatorship, then they can't get at the money while he's running out the clock, which is essentially what I think he's trying to do. Mm-hmm. I don't doubt his diagnosis necessarily, but I think he's just trying to run out the clock. And it sucks, because there will be no justice on the back end for this, just a lot of rage.
You're right. Well, they're trying to collect Erica's belongings because her closet is worth millions. And they're trying to, you know, liquidate that stuff. And, oh, and the house is for sale. Like, you know, they live in Pasadena and they have, like, a mansion in Pasadena. So that bad boy's for sale so they can collect some funds. But Erica's like, no, you can't sell my things. These were gifts. Like, bitch, hear what your husband did, you dumb hoe? Did you hear all that?
What difference does it make? How about this? How about you grow a fucking conscience And I like Erica.
I do,
like,
too.
Don't get me wrong. I like Erica. But how about you grow a fucking conscience and say, you know what? My husband fucked over all these people. Here's my shit. I can always earn more money and get it again.
Yeah.
Like, that's just crazy to me. Don't, you're allowing your desire for material objects to cloud your judgment and fucking, you know, have a conscience and see that there are people who actually need the money. You don't need fucking jewelry and clothes. It's crazy.
Well, you do need clothes, but they don't need to be really expensive clothes, you know?
No, I'm not saying, yeah, I'm not saying give up, you know, give away your panties. What I'm saying is you have clothes that are literally a month's worth of people's paychecks. And some people don't even make that much in a month to buy, wear those clothes. You know what I mean? To buy one freaking article of clothing that you own. It's crazy.
I also think, like, people didn't try to sue him because, you know, how difficult must it be to sue a lawyer over legal stuff? You know?
You're right.
I mean, like, what are you going to do going in there, especially when they know every trick in the book? Like, you know, maybe a former president to run the clock out on everything with every legislation, with every lawsuit, just run the clock out and keep deferring it and keep whatever. And then 2 decades goes by and wonder why nothing happened.
And he was very,
he had friends in high places.
There it is. Yeah. Involved, I guess, like with the police, with the judges and stuff. So I guess a lot of people were like, well, how can we do this? Like, there's really nothing we can do. But you're right. When they know all the tricks of the trade, how can you win? Now it's Alzheimer's. That's the last trick, huh? That's the final play in the book.
After probably a series of really awful plays before that just yeah. we don't get to see because it's illegal to talk about some of that stuff when it gets settled or not settled. I mean, like, Tom Girardi to me is just another example of, you know, another old white dude who just like played with this position in power and now he's on the way out and won't see
yep.
any justice
yep.
for what he did. I mean, like Bernie Madoff, like Jan Levon, like all of them.
Yeah, so he deserves to be here. Sorry, Tom, I tried to give you a break, but this is your time, my friend. And eventually, it's going to come to light. Eventually, whatever is done in the dark comes to light, and this is it right now. But there were a lot of indicators with 100 times multiple complaints had been filed against him with the California State Bar. So
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, the bar did fucking nothing. They didn't even bother to look into it until now.
After millions are gone. Millions and millions are gone.
With every complaint he probably went to, whoever sits on that panel for the bar, and just kind of showed him a document and said, nope, they signed it away. It's perfectly legal. And they're like, oh, okay. Never mind the ethics of it. It's just legal, you know, and that's all they care about.
It's fine. Don't worry. Ugh. So gross.
And then you'd have to say, why would they do that? Like, use your brain. Why would somebody do that? Why would somebody sign away millions of dollars so that you can go and play golf or buy a jet or fucking pay for a vagina?
Produce a couple music videos and stuff. And he would play the nice guy. He would just play the nice guy and just be super friendly. Like, if you're too accessible to me, if you're always in my phone, there's something going on. What are you trying to hide from me? Why are you trying to buddy up and be all cozy with me? Like, no, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it, dude.
I'm going to be the best lawyer you've ever had.
You're my favorite client. You are my favorite.
Like what?
Fuck off, dude. All right. That disappoints me, and we'll see what happens with him, but I don't know. I'm trying to watch the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and get Erica's side of the story. But what's done is done. Oh, yeah. So based since that documentary came out on Hulu, her lawyers have dropped her, by the way. They're like, oh, no. Oh, yeah. No. So,
It's one of those weird things because, like, they knew that all of these accusations were out there. but now a documentary's out, so now you drop her? Like, what? I don't understand it. She didn't participate in the documentary, so why drop her now when you know what she's being accused of? Or, you know, vicariously through her husband, what she's being accused of.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're aware. Why are you dropping her after this documentary comes out? When she didn't even participate in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's weird. Maybe. Or is it like, well, now that we actually see the people that is accusing him of doing these things and we feel bad, so now we can't have you as a client.
You've made us feel bad. Thanks a lot. No, you're totally right. It's fucked up, but... I'm not glad for any of this. I'm glad that they've taken his bar, his license. But he doesn't have any memory, like he says, Alzheimer's. I don't know, like, what the best way this could play out is. Like, I don't see anything positive happening. And like you said, Joseph, they're probably not going to get their money. So I don't see anything. I don't see a light at the end of this tunnel. That's what I'm trying to say.
There isn't.
Yeah. It's kind of like, the IRS wants to hire more people to actually go after tax cheats, which is great as long as they're going after the wealthy ones or there's something worth getting at, you know?
Yeah. Don't chase me for $1,000. Like, go get that other, like, $1 million money.
Exactly.
Go get Donald Trump. Go get him.
So, like, I'm sure there's just a ton of, like, money out there for there's a lot to investigate, but somebody's got to put forward the time and effort to do it. And
yeah,
I'm shocked with 200 complaints going to the bar that nothing happened other than because of influence and power. I mean, like, that's the only way it makes any sense whatsoever.
There it is. Yep. Influence and power, yeah. For sure.
It's like internal affairs at police. We've investigated ourselves and nothing bad happened. It's fine.
It is. That's what sucks. Like, you have these people that are supposed to be policing themselves. So you have a bunch of attorneys and judges who sit on a bar and they're like, well, I've done that shit too. No, he didn't do anything. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell? You need an external organization to come in and say, you know what? Some bullshit's going on.
Some bullshit is going on. Yeah, I agree. So I think the California State Bar really needs to investigate how this shit slipped through the cracks. So I'm going to go ahead and shine a light on them. Y'all need to sort this out, and maybe you guys need to pay these people their money if they don't get it from Girardi. Okay.
And you know what? They're not going to... That's one thing they should do. They fucking should sue the California State Bar Association. That's what they should do.
Yep. All right. It's been said. Don't come for us.
I'm just saying, because I'm like, can't you sue? Like, it's harder to sue, you know, government agencies just because they're the government.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, somebody needs to do something, because that's why shit is fucked up.
No, you're right. You're definitely right. But, you know, it is what it is. As they say, it is what it is. But, I don't know, it's messed up. So just be aware, when you're picking a lawyer to fight for you in some type of wrongdoing, Google the fuck out of them. Even if they come as a referral, don't trust it. Just do as much due diligence as you can. Because I Googled him,
Larry
and
J.
I saw
Parker.
A bunch of cases. So Google people for sure.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that they were saying, how, like, you know, the average person doesn't know how to negotiate finding a lawyer for something like a freaking PG&E explosion.
Yeah.
They don't know how to, you know, they're not going to pick up the phone book and just go through, you know, lawyers and find a lawyer. And, of course, being a high-profile attorney, he's the guy to go to.
So they take referrals and they're like, oh, you know, he's done all this and they've done all that. Like, when he took on that case, the San Bruno fire one. He gave them, like, magazines and articles posted on him and, like, a super long resume of all the work that he's done. Like, it's overwhelming to get all of this stuff and, you know, you have to take care of your son or whoever was in this accident. So he played a good game, but he's found out, and it's messed up that a lot of people went through a lot of pain and suffering to win their money and to still get fucked in the end.
It's almost like you need to get a lawyer in order to find a good lawyer.
Right? It's gross. It's so gross.
Listen, we need to start that business, the lawyer finding business. We'll find you a lawyer that will get you a settlement and pay you your money.
And give me my money.
Not just win, but actually give you your money.
Okay,
you
that know? Should be a stipulation. Will you be giving me my money? Oh, you want your money? Shit. No, that's not me.
We'll make you our favorite client, though.
Oh, gosh. I hate it. What a jerk. All right, guys. Well, Tom, you're going to get it in the end, so whatever, bro. What have you guys been watching this week? Joseph, what have you been watching this week?
Loki has been my favorite thing in the last couple of weeks. I dug the last season of Lucifer on Netflix. That was a lot of fun. I'm glad that show's still going.
Yeah, they get one more season. I watched that too.
Yeah, I love the last line at the end.
Oh my me.
Yeah, oh my me. something else. Oh, we just finished watching The History of Swear Words. I know we're late to it on that, but that was hilarious and informative.
I don't think I watched that.
I haven't seen that.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Nicolas Cage hosts it, and that alone is worth the, especially if you don't have any qualms of swearing, it's hilarious, because they go over, like, the etymology of where the words came from and how they're used and how they're used today, and if they're trying to reclaim them, or it's really well worth the time. They're about 30 minutes a piece, too, so it's easily digestible.
What's that on?
Netflix.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's don't know.
Fun.
I haven't seen that. Okay, I'll check that out for sure. What about you, Brandy? What you watching this week?
I am watching Vikings, actually.
Yay! Good job.
So I am on, I think, the beginning of season 3 of Vikings. And I'm still rewatching Dexter. So that's Vikings is me, and then Dexter is me and hubby.
Dexter's great. Until, like, the last couple seasons, but it's really good for the first 4 or 5.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree on that for sure.
I enjoyed Dexter.
Nice. Well, what
are you watching, Sunny?
I'm trying to catch up on Handmaid's Tale. So I'm on the final season, and it's just it's hard for me to watch because it's just so dark and a little depressing. So I'm still watching Married to Medicine, driving my husband crazy. He's like, are you still watching this? Please stop. Please stop watching this. And then I watched by osmosis Manifest on Netflix. You know, that show where these people went on a flight and they disappeared for like 4.5 years and they came back unaged. And it's like weird.
Yeah.
So I'm over that. That was like,
I didn't watch it.
Yeah. I've just been, you know, getting ready for a vacation, and my mind's wiped from all this trauma this morning with my chickens, but I'm going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's really rough.
It was really sad. I cried a lot this morning, but it's fucked up. It's really messed up. So if I do want to go with chickens again, I think I'm just going to just make sure it's like more ventilation, more ambient noise. I just don't know. They were doing so well. And for all of them to get it, I don't understand. But it was really hot. It was really nasty hot. Like Brandy said, 114 yesterday.
And they were inside. Like,
they were inside.
I mean, I'm sure they came out, but they were inside, you know?
Yeah.
And so with with just a fan blowing hot air, that's just like, it doesn't work.
Yeah. They don't sweat, I don't think, as an animal. So like, you know, the fan doesn't do much of anything besides ambient coolness, a little cooler.
Yeah. They dust bathe. And so I was just like, why are you guys all in here? So I don't know. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I need to get over it. But
sorry.
Thank you for being here with us, Joseph. And it was so nice catching up with you.
It was great to be on the podcast. And thanks for letting me be here a couple times.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for being a friend, Joseph. And check out last week.
Oh, I was going to ask you, Joseph. Have you thought about doing Pit Mad for your book? To find an agent?
Which one?
PitMad, the Twitter Pitch Wars. It's the next one's September 3rd.
I have not, but I will look into that. I've been trying to find somebody local up in Ventura County just because I do better face-to-face, but I'll look into this one as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do it, do it, yeah. Do it. All right. Well, thank you for being here. You can connect with us. You can visit our website at bookofliespodcast.com. You can connect with us on social if you want at Twitter, Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. Joseph, where can they find you?
On Twitter at Jay Dubzinski or on Twitter at One Movie Punch. And you can find me on Facebook if you want, Joseph Dubzinski Jr., but it is a scattershot of topics.
We love that. We love a scattershot of topics. Come on. We need it all. So, again, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for listening. If you aren't already, go ahead and subscribe. Come back. Leave a review. We would really appreciate that. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And I'm Joseph Dubzinski.
And this was Book of Lies.
It's Bolt, bitches.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to say the podcast, but you didn't, so.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.